Committee, still Joint Ways and Means Committee, July 3rd, 2003. Appreciate everyone's attendance. Actually, pretty good attendance today. We'll start right out with our budget bills. House Bill 5004, Capital Construction, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5004 is the capital construction bill for state agencies other than higher education. It establishes authority for planning and design, land acquisition, and construction projects with costs over $500,000. Projects approved in this bill will expire June 30, 2009. All of the projects included in the bill were reviewed and approved by the subject area subcommittees for the various agency budgets and by the co-chairs. The bill provides capital construction authority to the Departments of Administrative Services, Transportation, Aviation, and the Military. The General Government Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5004 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection to Representative Johnson's suggestion, recommendation that this bill be passed out? Do pass to the House floor. Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5057, Department of Transportation.
Great for
a bill. Senator Winters, thank you very much.
This bill authorized fees for utility permit fees, RV show license fees, financial responsibility fees, outdoor advertising fees, and the international fuel tax agreement fees. This bill provides enabling legislation necessary to approve the new fees established by the Department of Transportation, allowing the fee changes to remain in effect permanently. Absent this bill, state law requires that fee increases adopted administratively would be rescinded on July 1, 2001, or upon sign and die. Your subcommittee recommend Ways and Means approve House Bill 5057.
Any discussion? Yes, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question to the carrier. Senator, the utility permit fees, are those going to be charged against utility companies, local governments? What was the discussion relative to the utility permit fees?
Mr. Chair, this senator was not in committee, so I will have to yield to staff.
Representative Butler, utility permit fees are the fees that utility companies, it's a permit that the utility companies seek from the Department of Transportation to do work in public right-of-way.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. I'm going to vote no on this bill. The Department of Transportation has shown wanton disregard with regard to our utility companies. They continue to dig and destroy lines on a fairly frequent basis without obeying the law to call dig line. And I'm going to register my no vote because I believe that they are violating the law and they continue to do so with wanton disregard with regard to the very people that they're charging for these fees. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Any other? Excuse me.
Representative Butler has a beef with this bill.
I have a beef with this bill.
That was good. Any other objections to House Bill 5057 besides the good representative from Ontario? Seeing none, so noted. Passed out. Other bills, report out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 242, A. Engrossed. Senator Messerly.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 242A would allow State Department of Agriculture employees to inspect and certify processes used in connection with horticultural and agricultural products, including seeds, bulbs, and tubers, when requested by the producer. The bill authorizes the department to charge a fee for the inspection and certification services. The Department of Inspections and Subsequent Certification provides assurances to domestic and foreign buyers of Oregon agricultural products that they were produced using good agricultural practices and or good handling practices. The bill would allow the department to expand upon an existing federal pilot program. The subcommittee included other funds expenditure limitation and position authority in the department's budget that has already been approved by the full committee. Your subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 242A be reported out, do pass.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, any objections? Seeing none, we'll recommend Senate Bill 242A pass out to the House, do pass. House Bill 2156, A. Engrossed. Senator Winters again, please.
House Bill 2156 allows the Department of Human Service to request a notice of transfer or encumbrances be recorded on property in which a recipient of public assistance has an ownership interest. The notice is not a lien and is in no way affects the title to the property. A title insurance company or agent issuing a title report on the property is to notify the department within 30 days of a transfer or encumbrance of the property. Earlier notification of property transaction is expected to have two benefits. One, allow staff to better determine individuals' ongoing eligibility for public assistance, and two, help protect public assistance recipients from financial exploitation, particularly seniors. The department's project's additional estate recoveries result in general fund savings of almost 400 projects. Additional estate recoveries resulted in general fund savings of almost $400,000 for the 03-05 biennium. The savings will be reflected in the final Department of Human Services budget. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2156A be reported out with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Winters. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, then we'll pass out 2156A engrossed with due pass to the House. House Bill 2194 relating to billing by the Department of Agriculture, Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2194 makes technical changes to standardize statutory billing procedures of the Department of Agriculture to conform to current accounting practices. The bill authorized the department to use an itemized statement instead of an itemized invoice to request for payment for services rendered. It also changes the due date from 15 to 30 days from billing. Since the department has already begun using this method for accounts due, the bill has no effect on revenue or expenditures. The Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends House Bill 2194 be reported out, due pass.
Thank you very much, Representative Krieger. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, we'll recommend House Bill 2194 be reported out to the House, due pass. House Bill 3629 relating to warrants issued by the Department of Human Services. Senator Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3629 authorizes the Department of Human Services to issue a warrant to help collect overpayments of public assistance. Currently, after an administrative process to determine an overpayment, the department must obtain a court judgment before initiating wage garnishment. The small claims court and garnishment process is time-consuming, labor-intensive, and costly. The bill allows the department to instead issue a warrant to recover an overpayment. The bill does not change the current process by which the department determines overpayments and negotiates repayments, nor does it change the statutory requirements for referring accounts for collection. The Departments of Revenue, Transportation, and Employment all have similar warrant authority. The bill is expected to save about $93,000 general fund in the 2003-05 biennium by reducing expenses and increasing overpayment recoveries. This savings will be reflected in the final Department of Human Services budget. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3629 be reported out, due pass.
Any discussion? Any objection? A quiet group today. We'll recommend that we follow Senator Gordley's recommendation and report House Bill 3629 out to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Other business, Department of Agriculture, Natural Resources Subcommittee, Senator Messerly.
Thank you again, Mr. Co-Chair. The Oregon Department of Agriculture requests authority to apply to the Food and Drug Administration for a $50,000 grant. The funds will be used for a demonstration project of a more efficient shellfish testing methodology. If the department wins the grant, its laboratory services section will run a new test for paralytic shellfish poison toxins alongside an older test protocol. The new test is simpler and less costly to administer than the current test. The department hopes to demonstrate the new test is as effective in identifying these shellfish toxins so that the Food and Drug Administration will adopt the new testing standards. Adoption of the new test by the FDA should result in a lower laboratory cost for the department's shellfish testing program. This is a competitive grant, but there are no matching fund requirements. There is also no obligation to continue funding after the grant expires. All work will be accomplished with existing laboratory staff. Your Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends authorizing the department to apply for the federal grant, but not increase expenditure limitation at this time. If the department receives the grant and finds additional limitation is necessary, it will appear before the emergency board. I move the committee authorize the Department of Agriculture to apply for this federal grant.
Discussion. Objection. Seeing none, we'll recommend the federal grant application regarding the shellfish testing methodology be accepted. Housing Community Services Department. Senator Morris, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Your Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development recommends retroactive approval for the submission of a federal grant application to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for $150,000 to support nonprofit organizations that provide housing, education, and counseling services to low-income Oregonians. The purpose of the program is to provide a variety of housing counseling services to home buyers, homeowners, low to moderate income renters, and the homeless. The objective is to expand home ownership opportunities and improve access to affordable housing. Counselors provide guidance and advice to help families and individuals improve their housing conditions and meet the responsibilities of tenancy and home ownership. The department submitted a letter dated May 14, 2003, requesting permission to apply for this grant. The application deadline was June 23, 2003. At no fault of the department's, the request for approval is now retroactive. The subcommittee recommends retroactive approval of the request.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? Any objection? The committee will recommend approval of federal grant application regarding housing, education, and counseling services. Anything else before the order? Yes, Representative
Mr. Miller. Cheese, even though you will adjourn, I'd like to ask the members just to remain here for a few brief moments after we are adjourned.
We're adjourned.
Wow. We're getting right to it.
Yes, sir.